free and equal education is and has always been a cornerstone to this nation. Yet our public school system, once the envy of the world, has never faced more scrutiny than right now. Caught between political bickering and big business cash grabs, our schools are under attack, and the people that stand to lose the most are our children. Join Dr. Tim Slacker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for Busted Pencils Radio. Each week, they take on the challenges and issues facing our schools, teachers, and communities. Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7, right here on 92.7.
Welcome back to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Nice promo. That radio voice guy, he's got something going there, man. Listening to Johnny and Tim, it is Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. We have our guest, my brother from another mother from the podcast days, Mitchell Robinson, Michigan State, professor of music education, Electablog blogger, and now, though, candidate for the State Board of Education in Michigan. First half, we kind of laid out the problems. Mitchell, lay some truth on us and how you're going to help democracy in Michigan.
Well, you know, I have a friend who, a very smart friend, who always tells me that no one ever got famous for being against things. And I think that I love that saying. It keeps me balanced. So I'm just going to tell you a couple of things that I think we need to do in schools, maybe as a response to what's happened over the past few years. So number one, I think we need to give teachers more responsibility for creating curriculum, designing their own assessment tools, and determining policies at the school level, the district level, and the state level. The best assessment, the best tests, if you will, are those that are closest to the ground. And the worst ones are the ones that come from huge international testing companies. So I think we also need lower class sizes and teaching assignments that are reasonable. An elementary music teacher with 600 students is educational malpractice, just as much as a kindergarten teacher with 40 students is. I think we need to make sure that kids, all kids, not just the ones that grow up in the suburbs, but all kids have an opportunity to study music and art and drama and literature and history, not just math and reading. I may be biased there, but I think those are some of the things that make school worth going to. We need to get rid of standardized testing. I hear people kind of dance around about it and say, well, we need to reduce it or whatever. I still have yet in 40 years of being a teacher at different levels, see any real need for it. During the pandemic, lots of universities have gotten rid of standardized testing requirements. And guess what? The universities are still functioning. So there's nothing standard about children or teachers or teaching. I think we need to pay teachers more and ensure that their benefits are fair and guaranteed. I think we need to restore teacher tenure where it's been weakened or eliminated. And we need to strengthen teachers' unions where they've been weakened. It's no coincidence that the strongest public education systems are in the states with the strongest teachers' unions. It's not a coincidence. I like to say teachers' working conditions equal students' learning conditions. So whenever I hear people scream and cry about, you know, greedy teachers' unions that just want to support teachers, you don't get it. If you're supporting teachers, you're supporting kids. It's a one-to-one correlation. I think we need to fund infrastructure initiatives so that urban and rural schools have the same quality of buildings and facilities and equipment that suburban schools do. When I do student-teacher observations in an urban school and then a suburban school, it's like walking into a different country. And it shouldn't be that way. All kids deserve good quality. And we need to stop the attacks from the billionaire-funded corporate reform groups like the Education Post and the 74, the Fordham Institute, and ALEC, which is maybe the worst one, the American Legislative Exchange Council. Public schools educate nearly 90% of our country's kids. I don't understand why anyone would want to demonize those schools and demoralize those teachers instead of strengthening them. So I keep on saying to people when they look at the teacher shortage that's going on right now and the shortage of subs, which is at least as important, teachers are not leaving the classroom because they don't love their students or they don't love teaching. They leave because of a lack of administrative and community support. So if we want to strengthen public schools, then we have to choose policies and elect candidates who are going to strengthen public education. It's that simple. And if we're worried about democracy, small d, big D, medium-sized D, which I think if we're not worried about it, we're not paying attention, public education is the laboratory for democracy in this country. And if we're not having an educational system that teaches kids what democracy is and doesn't tell them what to think, but teaches them how to think, then we're missing the boat. Everything else, every other office in the state is meaningless if we don't have good public schools for every child in the state.
Oh, my goodness. All that positiveness. Johnny Lupinacci, what are we going to do with this dude, this cool dude? I'm sorry, not crazy. Cool dude throwing out democracy for us to actually understand that public schools are that laboratory, that list, agency, low class size, pay, music. And Mitch, I want to kind of hit that one too in a little bit, because you made this part about STEM and STEAM. We might get a chance to talk about that. But Johnny, do you disagree with any of Mitchell Robinson's positions?
Oh, I'm refreshed to hear them. They're ones familiar to those of us with strong teacher unions and have benefited from learning to be a teacher in a state like Michigan, right? My teacher certification training was in Michigan. I think that's an important aspect. I think, Tim, that we represent is that also on our end, right, as educators, is that we continue to prepare teachers for a world that they can make a difference in, right? And so, you know, there's always these myths too, Mitchell, that we have a lot of bad teachers out there, and I don't believe them, right? But we have a potential to have people who aren't fully qualified in our classrooms right now, and we got to make sure that we don't just put anybody into our schools, right? And I think that goes hand in hand with what you were suggesting in terms of strong teacher unions,
yep,
right? High quality criteria for our education system so that every kid in this country gets a high quality teacher. And Tim, on our end, that means we're getting them prepared for that changed world that they're going to teach in, right? Mm-hmm. And so it works hand in hand. And so I know we need legislators. We need people elected into decision-making positions that can have influence, that can bring policy to the table, not myth, bring policy and evidence to the table that every kid can and should have, right, a really quality teacher and a great school experience. I think, though, Tim, you hit the nail on the head, though. Let's get into it a little bit, because here we have Mitchell, who's got a great agenda here for all education, but comes to us with one of the, I think, too often cut and really important aspects of a well-rounded education and democracy. And right, so how are we making sure in this time of reading math, every so often some science, maybe a little bit of social studies, reading math, and maybe going to, for too many kids not, but maybe going to a music class or an art class, or having what, when I was teaching, was called specials, right? And so how do we begin to talk about representation of a really diverse curriculum in this moment too? I might have thrown a curveball out there. If so, we can have another whole show on it. But
no, but think about it. I love the way you just did that too, Johnny, and throw this back to Mitchell, because I think I loop all these things together. When you were talking about teacher created materials, right? To me, that really speaks of agency, and the reality of the teacher shortage is that, you know, when you said that there isn't a teacher who isn't there for the reason of making a difference, agency. And so teacher created materials, making that decision, making a decision about music when music is best, when it fills that void for learning, when we can better show something through the arts, making those decisions. You're talking about fully empowering educators, education professionals. This is the message that I think is so strong and so positive. It's Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell, can we hold you back, hold you on for one more segment, man, before we let you go? I see him out there. Anybody paying attention on Facebook Live? Mitchell's nodding yes. It's Mitchell Robinson for State Board of Education in the state of Michigan. It's Johnny and Tim. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. And we are back in a few minutes.